Russia claims to be withdrawing troops from the Ukrainian border, although NATO officials say they see no evidence of a meaningful pullback. Inside Ukraine today, people rallied in the capital city for what's being called a Day of Unity. Isabel Kershudian is in Kyiv. She's foreign correspondent for The Washington Post, our editorial partners. Isabel, hello again.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So today, Ukrainians rallied on this Day of Unity, as the president calls it. This on the day an attack was predicted by many. What did it look like?
Yeah, it looked like a normal Wednesday. You know, you had a couple small groups, one in Maidan, like a kind of significant square, another one in front of the parliament, you know, where people, you know, maybe sing the national anthem, like the president said. But where I was in the Golden Gate neighborhood, I mean, people were just leaving the metro, going to work. I talked to one mother of two who was just sitting in the park, and, you know, she said she knew about it and maybe thought it was a good message for people to not panic. But, you know, at the same time, like, she's already started to have kind of tough conversations with her 14-year-old son about, you know, this is where the go bag is, and this is where, you know, the cash is, and here's where we have to, you know, go in case of an attack. You know, you need to take your little sister and hide in this bunker. Some of the tensions are getting to people, but for the most part, people tried to see today as a normal day, both in the sense that there was no invasion and no huge show of unity either.
We're also reading about a cyber attack, a presumed Russian cyber attack on Ukrainian banks. Did you detect that? Was it a big deal? Any sign of problem at the ATM machines?
Yeah, some people definitely experienced that. If you happened to be trying to get cash out at that moment, or maybe were at a restaurant, you would have ran into some problems. But you saw some government websites like the Ministry of Defense and the Armed Forces websites were down. The Ukrainians are calling this the largest, you know, denial of service attack in their history. But as far as, you know, affecting everyday people, I don't think the impact was that huge.
On television today in Ukraine, the defense minister said Ukrainian troops have been deployed. The president, Zelensky, publicly inspected troops near the northern border, and he wore fatigues. What's the message there to the people?
You know, I think there's a balance for the Ukrainian government here, which is, don't panic. We don't think an invasion's actually coming. But also, they don't want to look like they're unprepared either. I think they understand that this is getting to citizens, all of this talk of war, right? I do think the government is now trying to reassure them and say, okay, but even if something does happen, we're ready.
Isabel, the last few days you embedded with young Ukrainian soldiers, and it's in a piece in the Washington Post. Surely they know that in case of conflict, Ukraine would largely be on its own. It's not a member of NATO. Ukraine is vastly overmatched in firepower. How did these men, soldiers, talk about this to you in the trenches?
You know, I think you have a mix of kind of opinions on that. You know, some guys, they wouldn't mind a fight, right? You know, this is kind of a war that's been draining on for 8 years. Some guys have been in the army that entire time. Maybe they're ready for a little bit more action, as crazy as that sounds.
Wow.
Just to, you know, get it over with in a way. But for the most part, guys say, like, I don't think an invasion is going to happen. But the main thing is, like, we're ready, we're better, and we're prepared. I mean, I think that's the sort of swagger and the confidence you see when you're in the trenches with these guys.
NATO officials are meeting today, and the head of NATO said the Russian buildup is continuing. So there's public skepticism of Vladimir Putin's announcement of a partial pullback. Is that consistent with Ukrainian intelligence, Ukrainian messaging?
Yeah, I think everybody, you know, on the Ukrainian side, they said, all right, we'll believe it when we see it. It could just be kind of redeploying them to other areas that might even give them better strategic positioning.
Yeah. It's Isabel Kershudian in Kyiv. She's foreign correspondent with The Washington Post, our editorial partners. Isabel, thank you again.
Thank you.